5:04, hour number two of the Sports Line here on a Flashback Friday. Rich Roth, Anthony Santaniello, filling in for the vacationing Ed Lane. No, believe it or not, folks, Ed's not on vacation. He's over in the Noak, Virginia Western Community College, taking a motorcycle safety course. I can't get enough of that.
I showed you the picture.
You did. I got to get another look at that. Ed in a helmet, a motorcycle helmet.
Let me see if I
Ed's
can
more
it.
Of a moped guy than he is a motorcycle guy.
Or what were you calling the sidecar of the motorcycle?
I don't know what that's called. You picture him there?
Yeah, I do.
Just kind of riding along as the little the sidekick in the sidecar. Oh boy, Ed. Yeah, but Ed's the. You know, maybe we'll get that out on social media
we
at some point. But no, it's part of a promotion, I guess, for lack of a better word, that we're doing with Harley Davidson of Roanoke. And so Ed's taking this class, and we're giving away 5 additional spots in a future class for motorcycle safety and training and all kinds of good stuff. And you can register at ESPNRadioDeals.com or ESPNINVA.com. It's real simple. Name, name, email, and phone number, and
yep.
You're registered, and we're going to give away 5 spots in a class. And, you know, it's a pretty cool thing, and, you know, we tease Ed, but, you know, he's always wanted to do this, and it's great, a great opportunity for him, and maybe we'll hear a little bit more about it coming up later on today, if not certainly on Monday. So stay tuned to the show for that. Curtis Strange coming up in just a few minutes, but right now it's Charity Waldron back with us. Commonwealth Games, well, they're underway, Charity. We know how this works. They're going on virtually year-round, but the heart of the games is really in July, and Main Games weekend coming up in just a couple weeks. I know you've got the parade and all of the pomp and circumstance that goes around opening ceremonies, and you guys are getting busy this time of year, aren't you?
We are. It is here. Let the games begin. They're here, and we are full speed ahead, you know, running to get everything ready for everybody. Over the next 3 weekends are pretty big for us. So, especially, you know, the 21st through the 23rd. So, we've got about 30 sports going on that weekend, and a few next weekend, and a few the weekend after. So, we're full speed ahead from here till August.
Yeah, a bunch of events, like you said, coming up this weekend and next weekend. I know Ed's all excited about the 5K next weekend, baseball starting, softball, karate, rugby. I mean, you know, we're really just kind of dipping our toe into the water at this point, though, right?
Yeah, next weekend is just a little taste. It's the appetizer, if you will, to get us ready for the main course. And so it'll be a good weekend. It's the first time we've ever had adult rugby in the game. So that'll be fun, and, you know, adult softball is always a good one. So it'll, and of course, all-star baseball is, you know, within itself, just a fun event. You know, the future of baseball really right before our eyes. So next weekend is a good weekend to kick things off with.
Yeah, all-star baseball, kind of one of the cornerstones of the Commonwealth Games, right? I mean, that's one of the events that is one of the centerpieces. I know, you know, just discussing it with you guys in meetings, the list of major league ball players who have come through and played in the in all-star baseball in the Commonwealth Games. I mean, it's an amazing list.
Yeah, it is a really impressive list. You know, Justin Verlander, David Wright, the Upton brothers, Ryan Zimmerman, you know, just to name the ones off the top of my head, but yeah, it's pretty crazy, but it's awesome because, you know, you get a chance to see some guys that, you know, in a handful of years could be playing on TV. So it's definitely a futures kind of thing, and it's one of our, you know, our marquee events, you know, aside from opening ceremonies and stuff. It's a big draw. A lot of college scouts, pro scouts. It's a good time.
Yeah, and we'll be excited to, or we are excited to be broadcasting the championship game of All-Star Baseball, and that's coming up in just a couple weeks, right?
Yeah, I'm excited about that too. Yeah, it's next Sunday, July 16th.
Next Sunday, Ed Lane on the call of the game, Anthony Santaniello. Almost got your name wrong. Almost pronounced it the bastardized American version. But Anthony's a big baseball guy, and I bet he'll be out there as well. So,
well, you better. I'll be hanging out, helping Ed out with anything he needs. So I hope to see you out there too, Anthony.
You know, be careful what you say, Charity. if you're going to be helping Ed with anything that he needs, there's going to be a long list of things that you don't want any part of. I'll tell you that right now.
He wasn't too bad last year. He was fun to work with last year. So
yeah, and he does a great job too. So you know,
yeah,
he does
an awesome job.
Yeah, that'll be great. I know he's looking forward to it. Man, I can't believe it's next week already. That threw me.
I can't either.
You know, we had an opportunity to talk with Dan Fouts earlier in the week. It was great catching up with him. You know, new guy, kind of, you know, in the president role, but it seems like everything's going really smoothly, and he's been a great addition to the team. And I know Pete Lampman's still helping out as well. So kind of best of both worlds for you guys, huh?
Yeah, yeah. We've all told Pete that he's not allowed to go anywhere. But, you know, Dan's been a great sport. You know, he came in, you know, full speed ahead, you know, because in January registration opens, and that's when he kind of started. So he just came in and was like, just tell me what you need me to do. And so, you know, we've all been, you know, kind of wrapping our arms around it. And I think once he gets one under his belt, he'll, you know, feel even better about everything. But, you know, it's an interesting thing that unless you've been a part of it before, it's kind of hard to explain, you know, our back end piece of things. So he's getting there, and he's doing a pretty darn good job.
Well, Charity, we've talked about what's going on, you know, this week and next week. The baseball's underway, and softball, and, you know, Ed'll be running in the 5K, and, you know, I mean, really, it'd be nice if the 5K, you know, he just finished up the baseball stadium, and he could just pop in and do the broadcast. That'd be quite a scene, but you got a lot going on there. Talk about, for just a minute, main games weekend. You've added the parade this year, opening ceremonies. Obviously, you know, another great speaker that you're bringing in Bimbo Coles. I mean, you guys have so much stuff going on main games weekend, and I know we're going to have an opportunity to talk more about it, but whet people's appetites a little bit.
Well, one thing that's great is that everything main games weekend in regards to, you know, Friday with the athlete tailgate party, the parade, and opening ceremonies, it's all free to the public. So if you've never experienced the games before, we encourage you to come out on Friday, sit in the air conditioning of opening ceremonies, you know, kind of get a feel for the spirit of the games, come play some games at the athlete tailgate, watch the parade, and then, you know, hang out and check out some sports. There's over 30 different sports going on main games weekend, from basketball to baseball, track and field, three different kinds of archery, table tennis. So, you know, and that's just naming a few. So we got a little bit of something for everybody.
Well, the calm before the storm, although I think the storm's already brewing. But I know you've got a lot going on, Charity. We're going to let you go. Enjoy the weekend because you've got a lot of work to do.
You are correct. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Charity. By the way, CommonwealthGames.org is the website if you need any more information or you know, want to find out about the games or where at Liberty each event's being held or how to view it. All that information is available at CommonwealthGames.org. We're going to take a quick break coming up here in just a second. When we come back, Curtis Strange, two-time U.S. Open winner, played his college golf down at Wake Forest. Many, many ties, grew up in the Virginia area, built a course at Kingsmill, I think the Woods course, and had an opportunity to play that years and years and years ago. And that's a fun golf course. So Curtis Strange, we're excited to have him now with Fox, still doing some work with ESPN and, you know, a local guy, and going to talk a little bit about the Greenbrier, when we come back. Stick around. You are listening to The Sports Line.